Hey everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We are doing a little reversal here, getting back into the G.I. Joe issues of the Energon universe. And we are starting with number nine. I'm here joined with Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com.
Howdy.
And I am so excited because my favorite character is showing up in this, obviously being Raptor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've such a hard time taking him seriously. He sounds like a Tick villain because essentially is a, he yeah. So we the
He
last
definitely looks like the product of Marvel Comics.
Oh yeah, he does. Like 80s Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he we will get into that, but near the end of last issue, he basically said, "Hey, I'd like to offer you a invitation. Major Blood would like to see you." And like, "Look, And it starts off with like Baroness is like, no, like, look, tell Blood politely decline the invitation. But
This is like sending the nerdiest kid in school to go ask a girl to prom for you.
it really kind of is.
Yeah.
Here, go. I wouldn't you see the head of the cheerleaders because that's kind of cover girl. She's kind of the head of the goth girls.
Yeah.
Pull the head of the goth girls and get the while she's over there talking to the head of the cheerleaders, bring them over and let's have a little meeting
You
in
know,
the
now you
streets of
bring that up,
Paris.
I'm like, this kind of has a Wednesday vibe.
Very much.
Yeah.
But this is in the streets of Paris, and we left off with Baroness and Covergirl were there as Baroness was watching her parents have a little date across the street at a cafe.
Nothing
And,
creepy about that.
well, she's trying to give her parents distance because
Oh.
she's a war criminal. So I can understand that. And she just wants to make sure her parents are still in love. It's kind of nice. A nice side of Baroness. But yeah.
It's her one soft spot.
Yeah, and then maybe some more, but we'll get into that as we go. And yeah, they basically like, no, we don't think so. And they split and like Blood's invitation was not a request. I mean, he really should have, worded it differently, I suppose. It's a demand. He's got his Wolverine claws and everything.
This, I'm just getting heavy Venture Brother vibes
Oh, 100%. It's
here.
very Venture Brothers. This is a this is yeah, it very much is Venture Brothers vibe. Like just a
Yeah.
bad villain. Which it could have been a really cool villain if it was going after his father, Thaddeus Venture. But it's this is a version that's going after Rusty.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So the Raptor, along with his Falcons attack.
The birds, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah, it's not a I mean,
The birds don't really do anything.
they don't. They're just as cheerleaders, I think. It's like aura farming.
Yeah.
Raptor is aura farming because his outfit's really dumb.
Well,
It's
we find out his origin though,
we
coming up.
do. We do. I love that.
Yeah. 'Cause
Just to
he captures CoverGirl and then decides, "Here, I'm gonna tell you my life story."
I'm gonna monologue. No,
Yeah.
he captures her and like, I'm sure you've heard of me, the great bird of prey. And Baron's like, I don't know you. Oh, and I know everyone. Well, let me tell you about my story, which no one
Right.
asked about.
Right. No one asked. No one said, "Where did you come from? How did you become this way?" He's like, "I'm just gonna go off."
He essentially is Arthur from The Tick.
Yeah.
He's an accountant. He does tax stuff. And then, like one day, he got some tribal tattoos on his arms, and like realized he really likes birds. And
Yeah, they're
yeah,
like tribals kind of mixed with Tron.
kind of. Kind of. Yeah,
So
that's
yeah, he started training birds and then he decided he wanted to hunt with them. So he started dressing up like them. So he's a furry?
kind of who dresses up like the sorceress from He-Man?
Or do you call them featheries? I mean, I don't know. I know they have scalies, but I mean, what do you call a furry that dresses up like a bird? Is that a feathery?
I mean
If
they're
y'all
kind of
know, let
related.
us know, because I mean, I'm
Yeah, more than meets
completely.
these guys at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's he After he's done telling his life story, he talks about how, he had a he's been working on building the suit, and he's done a lot of hit things around the world, and you should have heard of them. And Coverall's like, that's too
Well,
bad.
he
Some of
paid someone to make the suit. He didn't even make it himself. So he like
That's
went to
true.
Etsy
Yeah, he did.
and got his bird suit.
He went to Etsy and got some Wolverine claws and turbines put on his back. I don't know,
Right?
man.
He could have done a totally cool Thrust cosplay, but no, he had to
I mean, he
use
kind
it.
of looks more like Beast Wars Silverbolt, the part of Magnaboss.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, he very much like he's got that. Yeah, it
He
looks.
looks like a desaturated Blue Falcon.
Oh, he kind of does.
Yeah.
Kind of does. Sorry if my camera's being all weird, everyone. I discovered auto zooming and it's like trying to follow me around.
It's that darn AI following you around.
Coverall's like, we're gonna break it, and Baroness, she has really no choice but to trust CoverGirl. Like, get my parents' safety. I'll deal with Raptor.
Yeah. Well, it seems like she does trust her because she's kind of a goody two shoes. So yeah.
Yeah, and well, we
And it
and
doesn't
we
blow her cover that she's there.
exactly. Don't let her parents see her and get her parents to cover. And it's like. And Baroness says, like, well, if you're such a this great hunter, why toy with us like this? Why the bird attack? It's a job called chaos, a distraction. For what?
And that's when we find out why he's giving their life story and all that. He's just stalling.
He is. Good day, ladies. Old blood's back. With Patch over his eye, as we have known him for most of the time, growing up with G.I. Joe. He looks very much like his 80s like get up, his kind of uniform. A little different because he's got like a like kind of blue like Energon going down on his right arm.
Yeah.
But for the most part it looks like classic Major Blood. Which looks really cool.
I've always thought it was odd to have the like all the black like armor with the brown pants.
Yeah. He looks menacing. I mean,
It
let's
always
face
reminds
that.
me of that old I think it's a pirate joke. You know, it's like bring out my red shirt and then it's bring out my brown pants. Do you know that one?
No, I don't.
Okay, so there's like a captain, a sea captain, and every time they go into battle, you know, he has his mate bring out his red shirt. He declares, "Bring out my red shirt," because he doesn't want to see his men, he doesn't want his men to see him
Ah,
bleed.
yes.
Okay, so they go out and they end up having to face like this really huge like pirate ship or something, and instead of calling out for his red shirt, he says, "Bring out my brown pants."
Get it. I get it now. It's like the Deadpool joke. He's wearing his brown pants.
Right. And see, that's why I think of Major Blood every time I see those brown pants. I'm like, ah, he's wearing the brown pants. Because he wasn't really known as being the most adept, you know, Cobra officer or
No.
person.
Yeah, and I love the how all the callbacks, his characterization in this these issues.
Oh,
So yeah,
yeah.
he shoots CoverGirl in the shoulder. He's like, oh, I was aiming for the doll's head. Basically, he's like, my depth perception is way off. I haven't been able to overcorrect for it yet.
And he's their shockwave.
He kind of is. He's turned into
Yeah.
that. And then, of course, the Parisian police show up. And, he smiles because he's about to have fun. I mean, he is a Cockney lad. So, of course, he's going to have fun with these French policemen.
It's always the Hundred Years' War coming back to
Drop weapons or
all of
open
us.
fire. Baroness is like, parents have fled, so should we. And there's this whole thing where they're trying to like Baroness is trying to get us in the leave, and CoverGirl's like, we shouldn't. And CoverGirl's right. They're only there because of Baroness. So they've got to do something about him.
I think the Baroness is right, though. I mean, first of all, if they hadn't just screamed out, "Oh, take care of my parents," or "Get my parents out of here," or whatever, they'd never known her parents were there. And then, secondly, yeah, if they could get out of there, then just go.
Well, get out of the city streets, less people to die.
Well, that way you're not letting your enemy choose the battlefield.
There's that too. But I think that really helps too much longer here. He takes his time killing all the police officers, and the last guy's like, wait, please don't. He's like, I love when they beg. So it's Baroness takes the opportunity to attack and saves that one police officer's life, who runs smartly, runs away.
See, he heard her.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a whole standoff in the street, but they took their eyes off of Raptor,
Yeah,
who.
took out, and I think Baroness is threatening his groin
Oh, is that
because she says, "What body part do you
I
want to lose this time?" Because I
have
have
some
some
ideas.
ideas. Yeah.
So Raptor comes over and drops nets and picks up Baroness. He's already got CoverGirl,
Yeah.
and he's like, "You want me to go really high and drop him?" He's like, "No, that'd be too easy. Take him to the safe house." So, into that little scene.
Yeah, those turbines on there are pretty strong.
They gotta be.
Yeah.
Because, the reason one of the big reasons, people don't fly, obviously we don't have feathers and we don't have hollow bones. We are dense. To pick up that him alone, it was probably the turbines alone, but how are you gonna pick up those two and carry them? It was some Energon fueled turbines, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, but yeah,
It's
Etsy's doing some good
magic.
work.
It's magic.
That's quality work right there from Etsy.
It back at the pit, Duke's talking to Risk and like, hey, your old buddy's acting weird, Duke, and he's like, Clutch. He's like, yeah, like ever since he got back from his undercover operation, he seemed off, like he's been hiding something. And of course, Risk thinks it's all about him being a Cobra agent still,
Right.
but we know what
Well, they
Clutch is
were
hiding.
dealing with a mind control device.
This is true. It's true, but Clutch has something much bigger that he's been hiding, which we all know about.
Literally.
Hound. I mean, he likes driving around his Jeep. The man knows what he likes.
A way, Risk is hounding him.
Ha So yeah,
Womp.
Clutch is asking him like, "Why haven't you contacted your people?" Like, I think my transponder must have been damaged in the crash. And Hound is one of the Autobots who kind of fell off the Autobot ship before it crashed, which is why he's
Yeah.
in a different place.
Well, and he's given Clutch a skinny on him, like, okay, he's like, your people are called Autobots and your enemies are Decepticons. So he's already getting out that there's two camps of robots.
Exactly.
Because, back in like the older series, they always had trouble telling them apart.
Yeah. I mean,
So.
really, it's been a bit of that in this too. They're all giant robots,
Right.
according to
But
Duke.
it's good to get that out of the way, right? Hey, there's two groups of us.
But old Hound has some hunger pangs, which makes a lot of sense. Essentially, Energon is the lifeblood, or the food of all Transformers. And
It's
once,
that old trope with Transformers is they are always having trouble getting fuel.
yeah, and well, it is, and it's funny because where Prime right now is like swimming in it. I think it's
Oh,
a little
yeah.
later in the story, but he's essentially swimming in it right now because of Flag.
Yeah.
Hound is, he's not in contact with Prime or anyone else, so. Yeah, he's kind of on his own here, trying to figure out how to way to get back to where he needs to be.
Yeah, because I want to say at this point we're before Chicago even.
Okay, say we went back in the Wayback Machine, a little too far back.
Yeah.
I forgot where we were in the story.
We just kind of fell behind, and then G.I. Joe comics have been coming out like bi-weekly. So it was easy to get behind on them.
Yeah, and he explains the whole thing with Energon, He clutches like, we'll find you some, and I know just the snakes who have it. And
Yeah, because he
so
saw their operation.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But we're going back to a heavy lockdown prison, where there is an artist on hand.
Yep.
The so We kind of see like this whole thing with a guy with a paintbrush, and we don't really see what he's doing, but we just see a trail of blood going down the hallway because Mercer is here,
Yep. And
and
it turned out it's Agent Martin, who was Starscream's personal like portrait artist.
Yeah. As we
Yeah.
see, said his name was Starscream. Yeah, there's this really cool, like, black paint mock-up of Starscream. Looking really good on the wall in there.
Oh yeah, this guy, he's heavily traumatized by his time working with Starscream.
Oh yeah, which anyone should be. Oh, poor Ulktar. Never
Yeah.
be the same again. Yeah, and yeah, Destro's like, you mean the fighter jet that matches the description that Duke said killed his friend? Huh. That was one he was searching for.
Yeah,
And
because apparently they spoke because,
yeah.
Starscream was attached to a HISS tank.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
So.
the Mercer asked something like really important though. Are you gonna tell the commander? He's like, nah, this is just for us. And while we're at it, go ahead and kill Martin.
Yeah. Which I'm kind of surprised I didn't like keep him around a little more for some more intel because he was basically an inside guy for a while there.
Yeah, but I get the feeling that he's gone. And then he's
Yeah.
like, yeah, just really not worth it to have this guy. Yeah, he's too, I guess, chaotic to have around, which
And
makes
you got to
sense.
really wonder about the paint he's got in there because, generally they don't give you a paint in the padded cell. So what is he
Yeah.
actually painting on the wall?
The padded cell.
I'm having some in the mouth of madness
Oh
vibes
yeah.
here. Yeah.
Except he's not doing eldritch art on the walls. He's just doing giant Starscream.
Yeah. He's doing ultrich
Ultra,
art on
yes.
the
Back,
Ultarish, maybe.
ultrish, yes,
Yeah.
that works. But back to Covergirl. She is patched up where she got shot, and on the ground.
Oh yeah, they wrapped her up and everything.
Yeah, well, I like that. Even mercenaries like Blood adhere to the rules of war.
Well, he doesn't want her out of commission yet. He's got plans for her.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
Too bad he didn't. He shot her in the elbow or the sh elbow, the shoulder.
Yeah. Ooh, an elbow shot, that'd be
That would have,
terrible.
God, there's so much for your lower or your forearm.
I was just thinking like the funny bone hit, just
Jesus. Someone stitched up her shoulder, and then she asked, "Where are we?" And Baron is like, "I don't know, but we're here because of you. If we had taken a window of escape, we wouldn't have been here right now." But
always the blame game.
yep. We should have left when we had the chance. That's not a job. That's not what a Joe would do, Baroness. And the whole dynamic of, Baroness is, she's trying to shake off her old ways of being a war criminal. But they just can't let her get away from it. But, little did we know the entire time someone's up there enjoying the show.
Of course.
Blood. I love it. There'll be plenty of time for a cat fight.
Does he know how far down they actually are? Because, he has no depth perception
Oh
anymore.
man, it's probably like 50 feet, probably like 12 feet.
Right. Thinks he's in
So
the deep end of the pool.
yeah, and Baron just tries to reason with him, like, hey, look, I understand you, we're cut from the same cloth, is revenge really necessary? And he's like, look, well, revenge is great, love, but it pays nothing, pays jack.
Yeah.
And he's right. He's been chasing her all over the place, trying to find her because he has a job to do. He's a mercenary,
Yeah.
and he's even tried to draw her out a few times, but he's never succeeded until now.
Yep.
But yeah, now he enjoy he like he has every intention of executing the Baroness, but he likes to play with his victims a little bit. He has something better in mind, something special. So he doesn't like how the last time Baroness and him parted ways, he lost an eye.
Yep. He's
So
going Old Testament. He wants an eye for an eye.
he does, and throws down his blade into the, well, he I call it a dagger, but people think of a dagger, they think it's something small. His Bowie knife of a military knife.
His Rambo knife.
He, yeah,
Well,
definitely a Rambo knife. Throws it down in the pit, and
because
here's
he's
this.
gonna sell her off to the other people. He's not going to have an auction for her with all the other people that want to kill her for all her past actions.
But first, how about she loses one eye to make up for her taking hims?
Yeah, because he tells CoverGirl, yeah, I'll let you go if you take her eye out, and then we'll auction her off and you can go.
Yep. He's not gonna let CoverGirl go. We all know that. And I think CoverGirl knows that too.
Yeah.
So but they're trying to kind of reason with him, like trying to get some advantage, and he's like, no, look. Your parents, Raptor saw them, he can find them again. He's a tracker. Apparently, when he left his life of doing taxes, he learned how to be a tracker, like his birds or something like that. So if you don't if they don't do what he wants, he's gonna have Raptor chase down her parents and kill him.
Oh yeah.
That's up.
And well, when he offers a deal to CoverGirl, Baroness yells something in Cyrillic, which is Russian. I believe says Yarenda, which means nonsense. So basically, you yelled BS at him.
Oh, is it Afia?
Yeah, that's
Afia? Afia?
yeah. It's pronounced Yarenda because it's Cyrillic. So the characters don't make the same sounds as they do in
That's dumb. That's
the Roman
real
alphabet.
dumb. Learn to speak American. Yes.
American, yeah, which
But
it's showing her Eastern European heritage there.
oh, exactly. No, I like that. But we end the issue with a backstabbing.
Literally.
Literally backstabbing. CoverGirl stabs Baroness in the back. You're right, Baroness. I should be more like you. And that ends issue number 9. And it starts the fight. It's like the Kirk versus Spock fight, the
Right.
Ponfar fight. So,
I'm just thinking of the cable guy scene at
da
Medieval
da
Times.
da
Yeah.
da 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 da.
Oh, that's such a great scene. Such a great callback.
Oh, it's fantastic. No, so that's one of the things about this whole. I can't say Raptor. I know I've made that very, very. I've danced around that obviously because you'd never know. But Raptor's terrible. But at least Blood knows how to use his assets.
They made him competent, at least.
They did. Thank God for
So
that.
far. So
Yeah,
far.
so far. But that is issue number 9.
The only reason he was competent, though, is because they stopped looking at him. If you ignore him, he can do some stuff.
Let me tell you my life story. Oh
Right?
God, just can you kill me now? I don't want to hear this.
At least he didn't, like, rap it or something.
Well,
Here's my
hold
life
tight.
story in hip hop format. Well, I'm dressed like a bird. Then that would have completely been 80s.
That would have been like no, that would have been like 90s,
90s, yeah.
90s
Yeah, this night.
Ninja Force. Oh my God, yes. I don't miss those comics at all.
Yeah. And we got the character spotlight for CoverGirl.
Oh yes, we did.
Yes.
Which, I she's actually one of the characters I didn't know a lot about really in like original G.I. Joe, because she was really quickly overshadowed by Scarlet and then Lady J, of course.
Right.
So that was kind of
And
cool.
then, they talk about how, like, in the cartoon, she had auburn hair and she's blonde hair. And they made a reference to it back in G.I. Joe number one that she did it just because Clutch liked her other hair.
I miss that.
Yeah. And that they referenced that here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
The man, I kind of like that they're using CoverGirl because, like I said, I knew her as a character. It's kind of like when you zero in on a character like that. Obviously, someone likes. Maybe they like the write-up of her or something, her tech spec, and the fact that she is a model who's also works for the Joes now. I like
Right.
the whole thing is still there. The whole backstory is still there. But it's kind of like I like the idea that whole thing. I'm kind of said that the cheerleader, head cheerleader with the head goth chick.
Right.
It kind of works out really well. I like pat myself on the back.
Netflix likes that mix, so
You're not wrong. So, anyways, y'all.
good times.
Thank
Oh,
you.
and on
Yeah.
Andrea Milana was asked if he was a member of G.I. Joe, what would his code name be? and said that he would go with Sinestro because it's the opposite of Destro, which I never thought of Destro as like a variant of like Dexter, I guess.
Huh.
I always thought it was like Destroy or
Yeah,
like
same
a
thing.
variant of that. But yeah, I guess so. I guess you could see it as meaning like right-handed, and he's kind of like Cobra Commander's right-hand man.
I never put that together. It actually
Yeah,
makes a lot of
I never thought
sense.
of that until Andrea said that. And then yeah, it means both left-handed and sinister, and he says he's left-handed and he likes horror, so that's why he would pick that as his name.
I just.
So that was a really good insight there. I was like, man, I'd never thought of it like that with Destro's name.
I just kind of like, I think Sinestro, I think of Green Lantern stuff.
Oh yeah.
But maybe that's the whole point of it.
Well, and Sinister originally meant left-handed, so.
Those Southpaws, man, they're all evil and sinister.
Right? Which,
Don't
that's
trust.
why they play with the idea with Dexter in like the TV show,
Yeah.
because he's the right hand.
Huh.
And I believe they've even made a few Red Right Hand references lately, so.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. I never really put that together.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
Oh,
cool.
and out of the covers for this issue, I really liked the cover C.
Which one is
It
that again?
was it's the one with the poster of Major Blood with a big X over his face.
Oh, yeah,
And there's like
that's
knives
fantastic.
stuck in it, and there's some bullets and lipstick there, like it's on a table or something.
Oh,
But
like that,
yeah.
it's totally like in the women's barracks at the Joe compound, at
Right.
the pit.
That's the girls' bathroom, the pit.
The pit. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying the covers of these two.
They have a lot of fun with them.
They do. I don't. I had a problem a little bit earlier on with the I don't know the way they draw faces. It seemed very. I think there's a style now where they don't go with that kind of Claremont. Era X-Men women's faces, they look very, I don't know, almost like minimalist, I think. There's not a lot of detail in them, but it's not a bad thing. Like, it didn't really hit me at first, but I'm starting to really like it. Like, I can see in a way there I it was like going with the J. Lee Transformers and G.I. Joe, where you see very little detail in faces. But like, and then you go to the other side of the aisle where you said you had a lot of those 80s, 90s X-Men style faces, which you have a lot of detail. Now I don't think the ink was as clear because just the idea of using that newsprint style comic book
Yeah, paper,
art.
yeah.
Yeah. But you have like two different styles, and this is a nice blend of that too. I think that you have a nice mid ground here.
Well, and it's tricky doing expressions on faces for people you want to look young
Yeah.
because the more lines you put on someone's face, the more you age them.
Yep.
So.
That's true too, yeah. Which you see here you see a lot of like hash marks on cheekbones to show the depth of the face. A lot of shadows on the faces as well.
But that's
And
why you can't smile when you have Botox, because it ages you.
man. I guess that's gonna be my next thing. Is no smiles. No,
No
I'm kidding.
smiles.
No,
Nobody wants to see that. No,
no one.
no one
Definitely
wants
not.
to see you smile.
I can definitely see that in out of life. Thanks. Thanks, life.
It's doing its best, man.
All right, y'all. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking out G.I. Joe number 9. I know we are very, very prescient with the getting it just right at the time it comes out. We'll keep on that.
Yeah, we'll try to get caught
We're gonna
up.
get caught up. There's no trying to it.
Yes.
All right,
Do
y'all.
or do not, there is no try.
Y'all take
That
it
did not
easy.
sound like Yoda
No, it
at
did not. It sounded like you're making fun of like the guy from Gremlins who sold the Mogwai.
Oh, poor Key Luke. He was such a
Yeah,
great actor. Grasshopper.
he was. Yes. We watched Gremlins 2 recently. That is, it's not bad. It's just Gremlins is I think it's so polished. And I think the whole thing with Joe Dante, who's the creator or who's the director, he's like, there's no reason to do a second Gremlins. I'm like, okay, well, if you want me to do it, I'm gonna just go off the rails. I'm gonna go full Looney Tunes because
Yeah, he made a satire of the
Oh
first
yeah.
movie.
Oh, he
Yeah.
100% did. And it's great in that way. I watch
Oh,
it.
and Christopher Lee in that, and Robert Picardo.
Robert
Man.
Picardo with hair. Wow. I forgot how he looks with hair.
Oh, yeah.
I just picture him as the Doctor from Voyager now. But
He
yeah, so does
cemented in
it.
our minds like that.
We were watching it, and I'm like, I just look at the characters. And I'm like, hey, it's the Doctor from Voyager. And Alice is like, where? I pause, I'm like, that right there. She's like, looked. He has hair. Yes, he does.
Around that time, he was the, oh, it's the guy from China Beach. He's in
Or
Gremlins.
the guy from or the guy from Howling.
I would say The Howling or from Legend.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he was Meg Mucklebones. Legend. Ah, good
Yep,
times.
let's go ahead and cut this here because we'll
Yeah.
ramble forever like we do. So y'all take it easy. Have a great time, great night, day, or whatever you're doing, and we'll talk to you very soon. All right.
Bye.
See ya. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.